protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
To nobody's surprise, the annual National Education Association convention voted 6-1 to endorse John Kerry for president. The head of the NEA, Reg Weaver, opened the annual convention this summer in Washington, D.C., with a call for public school teachers and employees to mobilize to defeat President Bush this fall. He said the union's political activism takes center stage, and he predicted that our 2.7 million members can be the X factor in this election. For this year's political campaign, the NEA will partner with other left-wing organizations, including MoveOn.org and ACORN, in order to achieve what the NEA calls large mobilization. Through a nationwide political strategy called House Parties, to be held on September 22nd, these activists will plan political rallies, register voters, meet with congressional candidates, and organize a get-out-the-vote program to cover teachers and parents. Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams was not on hand to welcome the delegates to the nation's capital because he supports school vouchers, and that's a position that NEA speakers are not permitted to express. The delegates were welcomed instead by U.S. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who used her time at the podium to pitch for her legislation to give congressional representation to the District of Columbia. The NEA's headline speaker was Hillary Clinton, who was introduced as one of our closest allies. She's so close, in fact, that she needs no further introduction. Actually, she was just a warm-up for a showing of Michael Moore's anti-Bush movie, Fahrenheit 9/11, right after her speech. During the convention, delegates contributed more than $1 million toward the NEA's political war chest. That's only a small part of the direct political expenditures the NEA will make this year. In the last election, the NEA PAC spent $7 million for direct contributions to candidates' campaigns.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the hidden agenda of the National Education Association, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the NEA report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, God grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyway, the good fortune to run into the ones I do, and the eyesight to tell the difference. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, for the past several years now, we have been talking about centralized planning, county-wide zoning, and it's been, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago that I was in South Carolina visiting one of my sons. And I ran on to an individual, and we finally did a radio program with him from Richland County, South Carolina. And he was telling about how he learned about this zoning thing from a little ad in the paper. And he says his mother said, look at this. You can't believe what they're going to do to us. And he said, oh, it can't be that bad. And he said his mother just made him go to one of those meetings. And when he was at a meeting, he realized that, hey, this is not good at all. And one of the gentlemen that was at a meeting was an old black fellow. He was like 80 years old. And he had a couple of acres of land there that he'd owned, worked for all of his life. He had a home on it. And he wanted to build his son a home next to his house so this son could watch over him, buy his groceries, take care of him. And because they had this centralized planning, he could not let his son build a house next to his. And so anyway, we had this gentleman on the air talking about these things and how it has affected people's lives. Then when I was in Reno at the Freedom 21 conference, I met Tim Smith. And Tim Smith did the video work there at the Freedom 21 conference. And so he also told me that he has this video. It's entitled Richland County, South Carolina, The Abolition of Private Property Rights, Vision 2020 and the Approved Land Use Plan. He sent me a copy of the video, and I tell you what, I couldn't turn it off. It's a long video. It runs well over an hour, if I remember right, and I couldn't stop watching it. It's the best done video that I have seen for a long, long time that is not a movie or something of that nature. This is a documentary, and it tells exactly what's going on in this nation of ours, but it uses this area in South Carolina. And I have with me today Tim Smith, who is the producer of the video. Hi, Tim. Good to have you on the show.
Back with you.
Yeah, good to see you. I didn't hear everything that you said. I don't know if your mic wasn't turned on. Do we have him on there, Jeff? Good. All right. Everything's fine and hunky-dory and dandy now. Tim, you went to South Carolina, and you actually interviewed many, many people there in South Carolina and how this zoning, this centralized planning, has affected their lives.
Yes, sir. It's a huge story, and what's so important about this video is This is nationwide. This is going on all around the country. And in that video, you will see they talk about different areas in the United States that this is going on. And so they bring that point out to the centralized planners there in the county. And they say they don't really care what happened anyplace else. This is our county. We'll do it our way, and we're not going to be that foolish. But yet this is a centralized plan that is written by these elite folks, and it's the same plan as one down in Florida, and it is put together by these folks in this elite class, whatever that is.
How many minutes is this video?
It's hour 42, fit into a two-hour time slot on pay television, but it's an hour 42.
Okay. Well, I watched the entire hour and 42 minutes without turning it off, and I had other things that I needed to do. But it is a very, very well done video, and you have it in video as well as in DVD form.
Yes, the advantage of the DVD is you can select scenes and you can go to a specific section of the video, and if somebody is interested in something, you could just pop right to that section. So that's the advantage of a DVD.
Now, how did you get in touch with these people?
Well, I was filming the Freedom 21 conference in Nashville in 2003, and Kay McClanahan spoke at the conference and spoke about the situation, the story there. And so I just told her I'd like to come down and do the story. And it really worked out wonderfully because, as it turned out, I was able to get an interview with the gal that is the president of the county council. And so that just worked great. People down there were saying, well, why are you going to interview her? She's the enemy. She's the one doing all this to us. And I said, well, you need to let the person tell their part of the story, and then everybody can see how ridiculous the situation is.
And she showed exactly how ridiculous that program is, did she not?
You know, she's one of those, what they call a useful idiot. The communist said, you know, over in America, we've got the liberals, and they're useful idiots. They think they know what they're talking about, but they're just spouting our party line. And meanwhile, the people in the United States are being, you know, sucked into this stuff because these people talk loud and long.
Right. She contradicted herself, what, three or four times?
Easily.
Just out and out contradicted herself. When she's talking about the roads, she lived out in the country and she couldn't get to town. And then I don't remember the details of that, but it was so obvious.
She said we need to. It takes me 30 minutes to get to the store, the grocery store. I should have a store in my town. And a fellow wanted to reopen a store, that little grocery store convenience type thing that his mother had run for years, and they wouldn't let him reopen that store. So here she says, we need stores, but yet here's a guy that wants to open one, and no, we don't want that store.
Now, the person that you met at Freedom 21, is that one of the ladies that's in the video?
Yes, Kay McClanahan. Kay and her husband, Bill.
Right. And she has the farm with the horses.
Correct.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here. Our number is, and your calls are very much welcome today, 1-800-973-3779. We're talking about this Richland County, South Carolina, but it could be any county in any state in the United States because, hey, this program comes from the top down. It certainly is not something that they thought of in Richland County. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned, visiting today with Tim Smith. He is the producer of this hour and 42-minute video, and we have it both in video and DVD form here, but it's about Richland County, South Carolina. But what it's really about is not so smart, smart growth. And Tim, you mentioned an article at Wall Street Journal published some time ago concerning smart growth. What was it?
Yeah, a year ago, he just outlined what the situation was there in South Carolina. And the situation is that a few people have an idea, have a vision for what they think the county should look like. And it should look like a lot of green space. And they do not want to allow the individual property owners to control their property and do with their property as they want. And a lot of the folks down there, because it is largely a black population, feel that this is a return to slavery, because they have land now, but they are not going to be allowed to do with that land what they want. Joe Neal, representative, state representative down there, spoke on the video, and he gave a simple illustration of a gentleman that wanted to open a barbershop on his property. He had some roadside frontage, and he wanted to just build a little barbershop there and service the local community. He was out in the country, and then he went to the county council and then the planning, and the planning said no. So if you want to buy, if you want to open a barbershop, you've got to go into this little town and buy a lot there and build it there in the town. We will not allow any building out in the countryside. We want the countryside basically to remain green space is the idea. So this renders your land useless, very, very little value.
That's the way to get people to move into these sustainable communities.
This is what caught my attention when Kay spoke at the 2003 Freedom 21 conference. She said what they've designed is these little communities. There's little red dots you'll see on the video. There's little red dots all around the county, and they are designed to push people into those little communities. Some of those communities are going to be like the old mill town, where you've got the central factory in the middle and then the houses out around it. Then other of those are non-employment villages. And what she pointed out was, what is this trying to say? Non-employment villages, we want to isolate people so they can't get out to work, and so they just have to basically live off the government. What is the plan here? It's incredible. Ronald Reagan, let me give you a quick quote from him. He said, from time to time, we have been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. But if no one among us is capable of governing himself, then who among us has the capacity to govern someone else? All of us together, in and out of government, must bear the burden. The solutions we seek must be equitable, with no one group singled out to pay a higher price. And this is another point in that video. One gal pointed out that downtown in Columbia, this is Columbia, South Carolina, the capital of the state there, is where this video is done. She lived downtown with her family, and in the 60s, they wanted to expand the law school, the Columbia, South Carolina Law School. And so they basically forced out the black families that lived in that community and took over that property and dispersed the people out in the community.
Yeah, just ran them out. Hey, we're going to get run out of time. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
And we're back, and we're visiting today with Tim Smith, and we're talking about not-so-smart growth and what happened in Richland County, South Carolina, and this video that Tim has put together. How long did it take you to put that video together? Because it's one of the best done documentaries I've ever seen, Tim.
Well, I sure appreciate that. I spent a week there in South Carolina and then editing time at home. So it was around 30 hours of total investment time.
You did a marvelous job for less than a week's work. But anyway, you have a lot of black folks in this video, and I was impressed with the old gentleman that said when he was a kid how he played. I believe it was on Hilton Head Island, was it not?
Yes, yes.
He played on Hilton Head Island. It was owned by his uncle, and how the smart growth people way back then came in and made them all move.
Yeah, it was a fascinating situation. Singleton Beach, old black gentleman owned a portion of the beach there in Hilton Head, and they would travel over there and stay with their uncle and go down and play on this guy's beach.
he had a small little restaurant there, and they just enjoyed that through the 50s and 60s and up into the 70s. But then suddenly people got their eye on Hilton Head, said, ooh, this is a resort type of area. Let's go ahead and move in here. So the powerful people came in there, and they started developing it. Well, development's nice, but what happened was they started forcing the original landowners off. And the reason they could do that is they raised taxes. They zoned the land so that the land could no longer be usable. And they basically reduced the value such that the people that were there could no longer remain there. And then once they were unable to hold on to the property, these rich folks would come behind, buy that property, and get it rezoned and back up to whatever level she... his mother gave the example of what happened to that little restaurant. Somebody burned it down. They were able to rebuild it, but then somebody burned it again. And so then when they had the opportunity to rebuild it the second time, the county said, no, you can't rebuild this because it's too close to the ocean. And so that property lost complete value. And so his family that followed him along could not have any value out of that property. So they ended up selling the property, and she said, today you go down there, and there's big, huge, beautiful homes right there on that same spot at the same distance from the water as his property was, but he couldn't do it because he did not have the political clout to do it.
Right, or the money when they kept raising the property taxes on
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So the other thing you've got to really consider how this affects us all around this nation is these plans sound good. Yeah, we want open space. We want green space. We want to see things and enjoy things. But do we have the right to tell another private property owner what they can or cannot do with their property? And our nation was not founded on the idea that the government knows best. Our nation was founded on the idea of limited government, very little bit of government, and we want to encourage you to do the best with your property, and we will do that by community interaction. There's another gentleman speaks on there about how they, in their little community, they kind of get together and they help each other out, and if somebody's having a problem, they go over and help them out, and they're able to keep the community up because they're interacting. It's not some outside force that's telling them how to live their lives.
You mentioned this program, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. That Vision 2020 is what they called their plan, was it not?
Yes. And this, again, is that big plan that is from several other states that was tossed in there. They started on this thing in 1998. And Kay and Bill, they're the same way as what you described. They kind of saw a little article in the paper about this and said, let's go down and check this out. And this thing came clear to them once they got a hold of the document and they started to read it. This is a 273-page document, I believe it is, and it's a huge document. And so the county council was trying to ramrod this thing through, and the majority of people on that county council have no idea what that plan even says. They have the general idea, we want free open spaces and we want all this nice stuff, but they don't know what it actually says. So Kay went through that, and she outlined all of the problems in there and said, this is a problem, this is a problem. And she presented that back to the county council. County council said, you know, we don't have time for this. So what they do is they have these little the planning commission has these little meetings where they allow public input. Well, the public gets 3 minutes to talk about 273 pages. What can you say in 3 minutes about that much information? The answer is nothing. And so it sounds good, like we actually want public input, but they really don't. And what happens is they say, well, if there's a problem in this plan, we can always fix it later. No, once a plan is in place, once it's going, it's a done deal. So they were able to forestall this thing for about 5 years, and then it got put into place, but they're still trying to battle against it and getting the word out that this is not a good situation.
The people that you have are highly educated people that you have been, that you visit with and interview on this video. I was amazed.
Yes, it was great.
At their ability to speak up and they had facts and information that, that every one of us is going to need one of these days when this comes home to your own home community.
That's correct, because none of that was scripted. This is all the passion that those people developed because one person heard about this and said, hey, wait a minute. And they went around and got some other people to pay attention, you know, listen up. Unfortunately, the majority of people think, oh, well, it's no big deal, because they're not willing to invest the time in finding out what the situation is. This video will help people that are sitting on the fence, don't know what it's all about. It'll help them.
Yeah, and when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this video. We'll put it in your mailbox for $17. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. It's that time of the year again when most cow-calf operators are weaning their spring calves and getting the cow herd ready for the coming winter. Well, North Missouri is noted for some of the best beef cow herds in the United States, and right in the middle of the Green Hills cattle country is Wendell Fleshman and the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's been holding special calf and yearling sales on several of the past Mondays, and as the fall run hits full momentum, he'll be holding a special calf and yearling sale every Monday throughout November. So if you're looking for some top quality stocker and feeder cattle, give Wendell a call. His number is 1-660-265-5523. That's his cell phone. The phone at the barn is 660-265-4287. To buy or sell at one of the top livestock auctions in North Central Missouri, give Wendell a call. 1-660-265-5523 for the special feeder cattle and yearling sale each Monday throughout November. Heating costs continue to rise and winter's a-coming. So to cut the heat costs, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling with all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. Choose from four different sizes and three different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. Whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. So call them at 1-877-983-4328. That's 877-983-4328, or go to www.burnsbest.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let me tell you about this video. The video is the Richland County, South Carolina, the abolition of private of property rights, Vision 2020, and the appraised land and the approved land use plan. It's all about central planning. It's what it's about, and it's about smart growth. And you need a copy. It's something that, again, it would be good in your church library, in your school library, because people need to understand what is really behind this smart growth movement. We can put it in your mailbox for $17. Just send $17, check, cash, or money order to to Smart Growth Video, Centertown, Missouri, 65023, and I should have said, I guess, perhaps Box 79, although we've been getting a lot of mail that does not say Box 79 on it anymore, and we still get it. But anyway, it's an hour and 42 minutes, and you told me, I believe once, Tim, that you made it that length so that it would fit into a television program, did it not?
Yes, given your your commercials and things like that, fits into a two-hour time slot.
Right. Have you promoted it to any TV stations or to any networks?
Well, unfortunately, most of the people that have looked at it simply say, well, people really don't care about this stuff. They're not really that interested. They're not willing to sit through that much time to see something. You know, we need something that's real short in 30 minutes, but you really can't cover the subject in 30 minutes. You can't tell the story to the level that people need to get fired up in 30 minutes.
Well, it will fire you up. I will assure you of that. And if you're in an area, and you will be, if you're not now, you're soon going to be in an area where they're coming around with this green green area there, and I have a son that lives in South Carolina. He's put together 80 acres just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I keep telling him, I said, John, they're going to take it away from you. You must understand that these people are out to get you. They don't want you to have this kind of land this close to a town.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Pastor Cunningham has spoke on there, as you say, a very articulate man. He pointed out how the very same thing has happened in other areas there in South Carolina. He talked about a church that was removed because they wanted to do some expanding, but they didn't want the church there, and so they forced the church out. And he said their own land, when they started holding meetings talking about this at their church, they have a kind of a nice mid-sized church there, and suddenly their water became contaminated. Their water was no longer suitable for the daycare center that they had there. And he said, it just mysteriously, this all of a sudden has happened because they got involved in this whole property rights issue, and suddenly they were targeted. And so they're in a battle because they're willing to stand up and say, no, this is not right. And most folks just sit down and say, no, it affects somebody over there. It doesn't affect us. And this is what the county council president, that's what she said, oh, that's true for them down there, but that's not going to happen to us up here. Baloney.
You know, I remember in that video, they kept saying, well, this land is non-inhabitable.
Yeah.
Because there's no good drinking water. Yet people have lived there for 200 years.
Yes.
And have not died because of drinking the water.
Yes, exactly. It just suddenly it shows up. And the one quote that I need to give you, so long as people do not care to exercise their freedom, those who wish to tyrannize will do so, for tyrants are active and ardent and will devote themselves in the name of any number of gods, religious or otherwise, to put shackles upon sleeping men. This was Voltaire said that. How many years ago was that? We've got to wake up. We've got to realize our land of the free is not so free. The main person driving this whole thing there in Richland County, South Carolina, was connected with the huge banking industry out there, and so her husband was a vice president or something like that, and so she was on the county council, and she is behind pushing all this because she has this elitist view of, we know what's best for you little people, and we're going to force it through. And so they have their figureheads that will actually take all the heat, because she had agreed to interview this individual on the county council. And so I sat there in that office for an hour and a half, and she did not show up because I had already interviewed the other gal, and she got the word on what happened in that interview, and so she would not show up, and she would not come and talk about this stuff. And it's so sad, because they have this idea, but they will not allow us as the citizens, taxpaying citizens, to truly ask pertinent questions and really get into what is this issue.
Well, you did, again, I can't brag enough on the job that you did, but you asked the pertinent questions. And, you know, I would have had a difficult time not being a little sarcastic, particularly with that individual that was heading up the program. But you kept your cool?
Well, editing works nicely because you could take some of the stuff out. But, she had no idea what she was saying. She had no idea how deep she was sticking her foot into her mouth. And but it was beautiful because she just proved the case. She proved what the whole concern is the people that are pushing this don't even understand what the big picture is. They don't understand what the final outcome is.
No, and I would almost bet that this originated through some sort of a facilitator-type program.
There you go.
Where the people actually thought themselves that they thought of all of this, or were led to believe that they had thought of it. And this is grassroots stuff, you know. Our citizens want this kind of a program. And then they see when somebody can't let his son build a home next door to him when they already have the acreage there to do it because of zoning, et cetera, and smart growth and centralized planning, then they see, hey, look what we've gotten ourselves into.
That's it. I've got a large lot zoning going in my area, and what that means is you cannot build more than one residence on 5 or 10 or 15 or 25 acres. The other part of this plan that's so onerous is they had this survey you needed to do. You need to survey all the trees on your land and the size of them, all the animals on your land and what they were. So if there's any potential endangered species, and they will decide whether you can actually build on your land because of the number of trees that might be endangered and noise like this. Unbelievable.
Let's go to the telephones. Michael, I'm glad you waited, Michael. You're on the air.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, and I'd like to point out a possible solution here, and I'm wondering if the video producer here and others have considered that there is no statute of limitation on fraud, and when land is taken by fraud from those who lawfully occupied it, I think the Cherokee Indian Nation is an example here. And I think this includes federal land occupied or managed without legislative permission. Now, the federal or general government constitution and the common law of the land, I think, is that the federal government cannot occupy land within the state unless it gets the legislative permission of that state. So that would, I think, apply to, and I have a reason for bringing this up, but that would apply to all these so-called national forests. And for land that's, you know, being preserved as some sort of a preserve. But we had a state legislature about 7 or 8 years ago that went around here in Kentucky and was bounced around like a tennis ball from one department to another trying to find the record, the legislative record, where a national forest near Louisville was granted permission by the legislature of Kentucky to be occupied or owned by the federal government and managed because they pay payments, what they call payments in lieu of property taxes to do this.
Which are never in lieu of property taxes either.
No, and then that's what they're doing. They're playing they're splitting the hairs on definition here. They I guess they can say that they don't technically own it. But then all these adjacent land gets limited use, like you're talking about. It comes under limited use provisions. And I think we might have just got disconnected.
No, you're on the air.
Well, I just had a power outage here. So anyway, well, that's what that big jump was. The power went off.
What was going on down there in South Carolina at the same time I was doing this is they were trying to make the Congaree swamp down there into a national park.
Yeah.
And along with that designation, you get these what they call buffer zones. And
yeah.
What they start to do is they move out away from the park area that you cannot do anything with. So, yeah, you still own the land, but you can't do anything with it. You can't farm it. You can't build anything on it. And this is what's all a piece of that is these buffer zones.
Mm-hmm.
Kay talks about on the video. In that plan, there is a buffer zone around all of the water. So you got a pond on your property. Well, that buffer zone applies, and you have to make a trail around that for other people to enjoy it, and you have to have certain types of trees and all these other things on your own private property.
Yeah. So it affects the value of your property. I mean, there's people in this county that's argued for years that we need to get rid of house trailers because it affects the value of their mansions.
Hey, hang on, both of you. Just a moment. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Returned. Let me again tell you how you can get a copy of this video. And we have it in both video and DVDs. And we charge $17 for either the video or the DVD. We're doing this ourselves. Tim and I and Beth are mailing these out. So just send check, cash, or money order. We can't take credit card on this run. But anyway, check, cash, or money order to Smart Growth Video and say whether you want the video or the DVD. $17 puts it in your mailbox to Smart Growth Video, Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Now let's go to the telephones. We have a bank of callers here. Megan from Pennsylvania. Hi, Megan. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. How you doing?
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad I just came into the show about a little over halfway, but I'm glad you're doing this show. I used to live in Arizona where a lot of the towns there actually use what they call 2020. And when I first read that stuff, I kind of thought I was reading a plan for a communist town.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
It's very scary stuff. And it was originated by a guy in Portland, Oregon, a consultant, and came up with this whole process. And like you were saying, people should know when they see something in the local paper about, like, we're going to get the community together to start visioning or planning for growth, like I just noticed it in our local paper, that they really should pay attention and get involved, because that's usually what it is. They also call it Main Street Planning or Main Street Foundations, and they do the same thing, and they'll tell you what color your business can be, how big your sign can be. There's a lot of things that they really are really controlling us in ways that we can't even imagine.
It's huge. It really is huge. This is the beauty of this video, is it's an opportunity to empower people. The gentleman from Kentucky, I hear what he's saying, but the problem is so many folks are complacent that they don't want to get involved because they don't believe it really happened to them. And here you are all the way across the other side of the country and Arizona. Winston Churchill said the best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with an average voter. And that's the problem, is we need to get people aware of what is going on, because it will come.
Well, can I ask you one other question? If we get the video, can we show it on, if we can get the time, on like local cable access channels?
Oh, certainly.
You can do anything you want to with it. In fact,
just don't spit on it.
No. I'm going to get a few of them.
But we would be happy to send you that. No problem. Do with it as you see fit. And it ought to be shown, like I said, to church groups, school groups. Let people in the community, your mayor, your superintendent of schools, people like this that are in a decision-making position should understand what is happening here. And like I said, we can put either the video or the DVD in your mailbox for $17. Just send the $17 check, cash, or money order to Smart Growth Video, Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you. We're going to take a break. We have some other callers, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUY-COIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUY-COIN.
Are you or someone you know just crazy about tractors? Then you must visit ClassicTractors.com. ClassicTractors.com is the home of the original Classic Farm Tractor Calendar. And after 16 years, it just keeps getting better. Just in time for 2005, the new Classic Farm Tractor Calendars are available and still just $9.50 each. Plus a treasure of tractor videos, books, playing cards, caps, toys, tins, clothing, and more. So if you or someone you know is just crazy about tractors, there's something waiting for you at ClassicTractors.com. Go to the web at www.ClassicTractors.com or order your 2005 Classic Farm Tractor Calendar toll-free at 1-800-888-8979. That's 1-800-888-8979.
We have returned. We're in the home stretch here, and we have several callers. I'd like to take as many as we can as quickly as we can. But before I do, Tim, this video pointed out this one thing that I think is highly important to anybody that has any kind of land with water on it. But remember the lady with the pond and the horses and how now our water, all water, is now U.S. water?
That's it.
It's not your own pond anymore?
That's it.
And they were going to make her, what was it, put a bicycle trail or something around her pond? I can't remember the details.
That's right. It's that buffer zone. Again, that buffer zone, and you have to have a public access, allow public access to your land.
To her own pond?
Yeah, middle of her property.
Let's go to Joan in Florida. Very quickly, Joan. Hi, you're on the air.
All right. I had a question for your young man. I guess he's a young man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And good looking.
We need young people involved. I have a question about the boundary, what they call an urban boundary, setting an urban boundary down, or sometimes it's referred to a boundary, service boundary, which means they put a boundary line around the urban area, and then what they do is no more services will be continued past that boundary line, and then they go into the large lot.
Okay, we need to move on. Did you get the question there, Tim?
Yes, it's called an urban growth zone or urban boundary zone, and what that does is just simply rises the value of people's property inside that and reduces the value of people's property outside that.
In other words, you can't get telephone service or you can't get electricity and sewer, et cetera.
Bad news all the way around.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Joan, let's go to Marilyn in Missouri. Hi, Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm wondering if you're aware of a book that was edited by Joe Falk, the toy man, called Cooperative Community Development. It was put out by the World Futurist Association. It was studied in my town. I live in the second largest land area city in the state of Missouri, and it was implemented here.
What is that, by the way, Kansas City?
Independence.
Independence, okay.
Yes. And they worked through a church organization in our town to promote what they called neighborhood councils. Then they had the neighborhood council study the Cooperative Community Development book, which is total planned society. Every neighborhood have a manager. They're branching out now, getting ready. The same church has sold land to develop a sustainable neighborhood, and also putting in the boundaries.
Now, this is in
provide services.
This is in Independence, Missouri?
Yes, it is. And it's been going on for some 35 years.
Really?
There you go.
And if anybody wants to see the blueprint for the future, which is what Joe Falk refers to in his book, get the book. I hate to promote it.
Now, we don't mind if it's something that people need to know.
Yes.
As I mentioned before, I don't feel like a broadcaster. I feel like I'm here to educate people as to what's going on.
You bet.
And the other thing you have to remember is these folks there in South Carolina were able to forestall this thing, keep it from going forward. So if folks get involved, it's not hopeless. We can stand up. We have to get involved.
Well, a few of us have fought it here in our community for a long time, and hopefully at some point people will wake up and realize that this is total control.
Get the video.
And let's tell listeners one more time how to get the video. It is an hour and 42 minutes long. I'll tell you, once you start watching it, you're not going to turn it off until you watch. At least I couldn't turn it off. We have the video or the DVD. We charge $17 for either. Send you as many as you want for $17 a piece. And just send $17 check, cash, or money order to Smart Growth Video, Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your hearts stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.